Corsi, we back, man.
Back like we never left, man. I just saw you 30 minutes ago.
Hey, man, at least it feel like it. I'll break, and then I go do something, and then I'm like, I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, man, I got to run back to the computer.
I know you wouldn't rather be doing anything else.
Oh, yeah, man. Welcome back, family. We got another big-time recruit coming in, joining us.
Trenches, baby.
Trenches, man. Devin Love, three-star. Three-star Devin Love. San Diego State flip, man. Louisville High School coming with.
Sounds Ziggy familiar.
Yeah, man. Yeah, absolutely, man. From the Lou to the Jack, man. So we're ecstatic to have Devin in the fold. We had him on Tiger Talk. Extremely well spoken young man, and very matter of fact about his approach. I wasn't sure. I know Coach J.O. was really salivating at, and chomping at the bit, man, to get him to flip over to us, man. So he'll be joining us in a little bit. We'll talk to him. And,
yeah, he texted. He said he's running a few minutes behind, but he said he's joining. So we'll definitely get him on here.
Good deal. But, yeah, big-time pickup, man. Interior offensive lineman, projected to play guard. And, hey, listen, man, Quay Davis, freshman All-American. We could be staring at a back-to-back freshman All-American type. You know, no pressure now. No pressure. But you know,
that's pressure, though, man. That's pressure. But, hey, I'm pretty sure he's ready for it. When you see your teammate do it, you say, man, I can do it too. I mean, that makes it real. When you see a guy a year ahead of you on the line with you, and I'm sure you're here, you say, man, I'm just as good as him. He's, you know, he's good as me, vice versa. He wouldn't did it. So that should push him and motivate him to want to go and make his mark early on.
Yeah, it does. It I mean, seeing is believing. I mean, seeing something happen and seeing it come to pass is a great frame of reference, man. I love the kids, man, that choose Jackson State, not as his last resort, not as some charitable type situation. It's I love those young men, and I love all our Tigers, man. It's just some special, Corey, about those who have a lot of offers, man, a lot of opportunities, and go somewhere else, and they say, you know what? I'm going to Tigerland. I'm riding over to Jackson State, going to Jackson, Mississippi, man. I want to be a Tiger. I want to play in the vet. And we signed Ethan Terrell today, his quarterback. They've been together since seventh grade, he said. I think him and Ziggy the same. I think Ziggy said seventh grade, one of the two. But they've been together for quite some time. And for those who don't know Ziggy, he's obviously Xavion Davis, Quay Davis's brother. But he's his own man. We don't want to label him as, you know what I'm saying, like Ahmad Miller is his own guy. We don't want to say that's Aubrey's little brother, right? But Devin Love, man, kind of a surprise when he came in and we sat down with him, Court. When you look at his opportunities, his offers, you say, man, this kid here is a stud, you know. And he chose Jackson State. He chose to decommit from San Diego State. Said, I'm not going to California. I'm not going way over to the West Coast with Ken in that Pacific time zone. I'm going to stay right here on Central. I'm going to go 6 hours down the road, down I-20, and I'm going to land at Jackson State, man, and we're going to build something special.
Also had a Colorado State offer as well, so he had two bigger programs, so to speak, to choose from. But, you know, if you look at it, when your quarterback signs there, obviously he's in your ear, three-star, and you say, okay, well, a highly rated prospect with offers, he can go to an HBCU or swag school. You see your lineman in previous year go there. You have another teammate who's going there. So your ears have to perk up, because I know they're all in his ear. So it has to perk up and say, you know what, let me entertain this. Not saying that he wasn't entertaining it prior. I don't know his situation. But if that was what it took to get him to entertain it, Ken, once we get him to entertain, all we need him to do is entertain it. Like, if we get him on campus, we get him to Jackson, when they land, go to that hotel, what's the closing percentage, Ken? If we get him in the hotel on that OV.
Hey, it's in the 90 percentile, man. I gotta be honest. If it's not 90, it's high 80s. I can tell you that much. You know, we don't get everybody, but we get most of them. And that's all you really need to do as a coaching staff. I saw somebody hating from that school that just played in the Celebration Bowl talking about quality over quantity. I said, yeah, you see what we're doing. Oh, yeah, they see what we're doing, Corey. Ain't no, you will not minimize what we're doing. Not today, you won't.
I'm waiting for those rankings to come out, man. Last year we were number one, obviously number one at HBCU, but number two in FCS, falling behind Campbell, and they had a big change at the head coach. That top recruiter just stepped away mysteriously. Don't know what happened there.
As of as of Monday, I want to say we were sitting at about eighth in
every. But it didn't have all the recruits, though.
Did not have all the recruits.
It didn't have them all. That's my point. Obviously,
yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely correct. I think from just a win today standpoint, nobody's coming close to it. HBCU ranking is not even. We don't need. We sneeze at that. Mm-hmm. Because that's not even close. You know, and we ain't talking with our blue and white glasses on.
Just speaking facts. It is what it is. Speaking
facts, man. We when you get over 20 commitments and we talking big time talent, we're gonna break them down this evening. Once we get done for the day, we're gonna go through each and one of them and break them down and the value that they add to the team and what we expect to get in this type of a player. So I just love the fact that they want to be Tigers, man. We love our JSU Tigers. It's the I love all day long. And you love when someone chooses you. It's good to be chosen, man.
Good to be chosen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this pipeline to the loop, you know, we talked about Quay Davis kicking it off, and then we have three this year. If you look ahead, man, there's a 5-star on that old line as well coming up down the road in the pipes. I already told Quay, because Quay said, give me recruiter of the year. Once he got these three, he said, give me recruiter of the year. I said, no, when you get this guy, I said, then we'll give it. He said, bet. He got it. So he's on it. So let's keep that pipeline going.
Hey, Corey, all we need to do is get him on campus.
I don't think we can do it. I think those four guys can convince him to take a trip to Jackson State. If nothing else, for a game, an unofficial visit, I'm pretty sure that, hey, come watch your boy ball out in college, right? That's the pitch. I'm not trying to get you to come to Jack State, but come watch your boy play a college football game. Well, you can do that for him.
Look, I think this young man is class of 26, if I'm not mistaken. Listen,
25 or 26. I thought it was 25, but
yeah, 25?
Right. I want to say 25.
He'll be 25.
I'll tell you. Hold on.
Hey, but listen.
I'll tell you.
I'll say this, man. Hey, here's a pitch. Listen, man, you're underclassmen. You know, you still got to be developed no matter where you go. You know, come on over here and let's do this thing at the HBC. Let's show them. You can be the face of the change. See, when that 5-star came to Jackson, that was because they had that famous coach, man. But see, if you come, oh boy, you're gonna be the talk of the town because it's gonna break the internet. And you can sell the kid on the potential. Y'all better not let us get him on Tiger Talk, man. Y'all already know we
can do it. That's easy.
We get him on Tiger Talk. We're gonna definitely try to, you know, paint that picture for him and show these young men that they really are the product, man. It's not these big schools, man. The big schools ain't really, they've been making money for years off these big time players, Corey. And everybody know HBCUs aren't, if they even so much as if they gave us a quarter of the funding that we should get,
it wouldn't be fair. Close. Right now, it's not fair. Well, it wouldn't be fair on the opposite end if they did that. He's 2025, Ken, 6'4", 285, offensive lineman on Louisville.
What is he again? Say that again. I missed it.
Class 25.
That's 25.
6'4", 285. He's a 5-star. Damn. He's a 5-star. He has all the offers. You name the college, the big time college, and he has the offers. So, yeah, we'll see. But, you know, like I said, it's contagious, man. We don't have to say any names, but one of our we'll say highly regarded, highly recruited recruits this season. We already have some of their highly regarded underclassmen teammates following us on Tiger Talk. Just little subtle things like that. Now, could mean nothing. Now, who knows? But, you know, when you see a certain person following you, you click on it, and you see this is a 3-4-star in class 25 who happens to be the teammate of a highly regarded player who just signed, you start thinking like, we'll see.
Well, that's why that love, man, that L word keep coming up. You can't pay for it, Cor. And it's something about, you know, a lot of these young men, you know, they come from just in our community alone, you know, not everyone, but a lot of them come from, you know, financially challenged areas and stuff like that. And it may be resource strapped, whatever the case may be. Not projecting anything, but what I am saying is this. Hey, man, when you get loved on the way we love on these young men and women when they come to our university, it's a different type of thing, man, especially if you come from one of these cities where you're so used to seeing people that look like you go against one another. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he said, FYI, he is interested. Well, we're interested as well. We want him.
Who are we talking about? The old lineman from Texas?
Well, I don't know who they're talking about, but he just said, FYI, he is interested.
We're talking about a 5-star in 24, O-line from Texas. And we're talking about an unnamed 3 or 4-star from another school of a player, teammate of a player.
Oh, man, is that grandma? Look at my grandbaby, my gentle giant. Hello, grandma.
Okay. Hey. All right. We got, man, it's funny that she posted that, because I was just about, you talked about the love that we show them. And literally the next thing I was about to say, Ken, is don't let them mess around and bring their family with them on that OV.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let that happen. Yeah. Don't let that happen.
The five-star Louisville. Hey, see, listen, we're going to get him on an official visit now. We coming. And listen, I just want y'all to understand something. We coming with the big guns when he, you know, and not that we don't come with the big guns already. We're going to bring a little extra reinforcement. We're going to make sure Quay there. We're going to make sure Devin, Ziggy, Ethan, you get what I'm saying? And just shower him with love, man. And I'm telling you, brother, it'll be an amazing thing. And they are the game changers. And then with the transfer portal, Corey, not that we don't.
Before you go there, real quick, hold that thought. Do we need to put his Twitter information out there? Let the fans jump on him early?
Yeah,
name out there.
Heck yeah, go look. Why not?
I can't pronounce his name, but it's Michael Fasusi. Michael Fasusi, Louisville High School. So,
hey, LaDon, go pull that up for me and drop that in the chat if you don't mind. Drop that in the chat.
His Twitter is Michael _ Fasusi, MICHAEL _FASUSI.
Y'all go out there and tell him that we were talking about him. Tell him to pull up and watch his teammate come on the live stream and let him know we want him in Jackson as well, man. We want all them Louisville, Texas boys, man. We want them all.
But yeah, Ken, you were about to say the transfer reporter didn't want to.
No, I was just saying, like, that's somebody's gonna, this is the thing. In this era that we're in, Corey, one of these young men are gonna say, you know what? I'm gonna go to HBCU, man, and get my experience there. And they may. I'm talking about a big-time kid that may have all those offers that say, you know what, I'm not ready to go play over there yet. You follow what I'm saying? I want to go to Jackson State and, you know, play a couple years. And I understand the apprehension of having a conversation regarding that. I know the coach over at Alabama A&M put out something referencing to, like, that, you know, using their program kind of in the form of like a JUCO. But we never want to sell our universities as a junior college approach, but I understood what he was trying to say, Corey. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to tell me that if we can get a kid in our program for a couple of seasons, we do it with JUCO transfers all the time. So you have to embrace the landscape and not be so afraid to attack it. Sometimes it's better to attack the portal than to actually be affected by it and be reactive. So, it's okay to sit down with a young man and say, listen, you are a five-star. You can change the game in a very short period of time. You can make a name for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Nate. Hey, yeah, I spoke to Mr. Nate. Hey, what's up, Mr. Nate? How you doing? Yes, indeed, man.
So that's credible info, y'all. That's reliable.
Mr. Nate said that Ethan, he gave him the Patrick Mahomes comparison now. So, you know what I'm saying? Yes, indeed, man. What's going on, Mr. Nate? Good to have you.
Share the stream. We're waiting on our special guest, but let's share the stream and obviously like it. We want to get some more people in.
Absolutely. But my point and what I was trying to convey was this, man. It's nothing wrong with taking that approach. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And look at the amount of, even if you look at it from a financial standpoint where you can market yourself at HBCU, you get mad interviews, you can be the face of that. Because see, right now, Corey, nobody really believes the Travis Hunter situation, because Travis Hunter, everybody knows why Travis Hunter came. That was an anomaly. That was different. And we know why. Obviously, you see where he's at now. My point is, somebody's going to do the Travis Hunter thing, and they ain't gonna have no famous coach, bro. Mm-hmm.
They're gonna really do it.
Yeah. Remember that old show we did about HBCUs being safe havens and big time talent? We had that show back in 2020.
That was before
summertime 2020. I actually remember it because McCour Maker had committed to Howard, and that's what kind of sparked that conversation. So man, we're going to shoot for the moon and settle for the stars. You know what I mean? So the coach is going big or go home, man. You know what I mean? So when you got big time talent coming in the building, the likes of the Kobe Boykins that just committed out of high school, 4-star, the likes of a Devin Love, a 3-star, true 3-star athlete with several with multiple group of five and FBS offers. When you look at a Nate Blunt, a three-star running back, local kid, you get what I'm saying? When you look at Ethan Terrell, three-star quarterback, most winningest quarterback at in Texas, Louisville, Texas history, 31-7 record.
Travis Terrell,
out of Creekside High School, three-star kid. When you look at those types of kids committing out of said it's not letting him log on.
Go message it. Keep it going, Ken. Let me message.
Yeah. So something is happening, would you? You need me to send it to him? Let me try it too, real quick. Hold on just a second. Why is my phone showing? Okay, there we go. Dude, let's do
you send it on Instagram.
I'm gonna send it to his IG. Tell him I'm sending it to his IG right now.
It's saying his Google won't allow it, so it's not his.
It's saying what?
It's saying his Google won't allow it. So he needs to be signing to. Maybe he needs to be signing to his Google.
Okay. He tapped the link. It should allow him to go straight to it. Come straight to us. Have him to clear out his browser and just start over. And then tap it again and just follow the prompts. It should bypass all that. Or he can just go and this is what he need to do. Tell him to copy the link and go into Chrome and paste that link in the Chrome browser, and it should allow him to come through. Said drop the link here. He can click it. You know what? Let's do that. I'm gonna drop the link in the chat. We're gonna see if he can come on up now. Somebody that's with him can actually come up. We do this all the time. I just dropped the link. Have him come on up through that link if that helps.
Is somebody with him?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody, any family member that's tuned in, if you're with him, click that link that we just dropped in the chat and let him go ahead and join that way. We're going to get him on. Don't worry about that. I want y'all to definitely want to meet him. I just had a great time talking to Devin, man. He was such a great conversation. It's just his perspective on, you know, his future and all that good stuff. So he should be okay from here.
Is somebody there with him? No, they can get that link from the chat.
I would suspect that it is. Dad, let him know. Yeah, I'm pretty sure some of them are with him. I don't think he's by himself. So if you need to use their phone, just if you're watching it, just click that link in the chat, go to the comments, and then just click that link, and he can come on up that way.
He didn't have a problem when we did the test run.
Let's see. I always see like when we go live, they just want to.
Yeah, same for COVID.
It's okay. Says dad is in the chat. Okay, good deal. We'll wait until they join, and then we'll have them come on up, and then we'll.
Dad, let us know who you are. Comment in the chat.
Thank you, KD. Hey, I wonder if you're enjoying this as much as we are. It's been fun, man. But yeah, man. We'll have him up here shortly. Devin the Real is his dad. Okay, that's what I figured.
Mr. I like the teamwork in the chat, man. Everybody's working on it. I'm texting his dad.
Mr. Devin, just click that link in the chat, and then you can join right from there. It'll let you come straight through YouTube. Grandma says she's texting dad now. I love it, man. Yes, indeed. JSU by 50. See, I do this all the time.
Let's see. Okay, there's dad. Can you click on the link, dad, from your phone?
Yeah, just clap that link.
We need to replay. There you go.
I dropped it again. Just go to the comment section, clap that link, and it'll come on up. Somebody clicked the link. Let me make sure the thing working. I know it's That's what said. This was just said. Who got it better than us? Nobody. Shout out to Jency, by the way.
Yeah, he's a must follow on Twitter. I still say Twitter.
Jency is a trip, man.
Just timing it with his tweets too.
Very matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely.
Look curious as to what's happening. Not really sure. Hopefully they'll be up in just a second, y'all. Bear with us. Apologize for the inconvenience here. We did a test run. Test run seemed to work.
Yeah, you got right in. Make sure y'all get some work done too now. Don't let us, you know, we want y'all to tune in, but don't get written up on the job. Mr. Righteous.
Appreciate you there, Joe. Brother Joe, what's good? Make sure y'all got good signals too.
There you have it from the QB himself.
Win with us or watch us win. I love that. What's up, Ethan? Somebody click the link. Let me know that it's working, man. Yeah, Jones said on vacation, I got time today. Yes, indeed, man.
So yeah, so we'll see if we'll see if he comes on, but you know, again, unfortunate.
Man, we're gonna hang out for this one, man. Nah, we gonna hang out for this one. He gonna be on.
He said it's working. Yeah, Brother McCarver said it's working, but again, you know, this is not a surprise. He had already committed, so we're really just tuning in for the signing. We still want to see it though, man. Those ceremonies, man. You never know what's gonna happen. You get, especially when you see the reaction from the family, the crowd, and then get to speak to the student athlete right after they sign and just see those raw emotions as well. So yeah, that's always awesome, man.
Absolutely. Let me see. Great day, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the link definitely works. So, yeah, he's about to sign, said.
He already signed.
He's about to sign.
About to sign. Oh, he's about to sign now. Okay, good deal. Come on now. My goodness. So, Ethan, are you with? I don't know if Ethan's there. There it is. Dad is having issues with application itself. Yeah, just all you have to do if you're watching from YouTube. So this is what you guys need to do. Don't watch it from Facebook. So go to YouTube or go to Tiger Talk on YouTube. If you're watching it on YouTube, you can actually go straight into the comment section and just click the link, and it'll bring you straight up. Yeah, just because they could be watching on Facebook, they could be watching on Twitter. I'm not sure where they're watching it at, but make sure you're watching it on YouTube and go into the comment section. You see the live chat, just tap the link. The StreamYard link, and it'll bring you straight up. It'll put you in the back room and we'll add you to the stream. Big tip, let's go D-Love. That's right.
And what do you like about the way this offensive line is shaping up, man?
Size. Foundational. You can look at the coach and see his excitement. J.O. is like a kid in the candy store right now, brother. He is excited. I hadn't seen Coach J.O. tweet this much, of course, since he's been at Jackson State. So they are raving about this class of 24. And Devin is the anchor of that, man. You know what I mean? He's one of the faces of this big-time O-line commitment. When you bring in the likes of 10 offensive linemen, that tells you what the intentions are. You know, Coach J.O. is co-offensive coordinator, so along with O-line coach. So you're looking at a coach that knows that when you can control the line of scrimmage up front, you can do what you want to do on offense. You give your quarterback time. I tell you who probably the happiest, along with Ethan, you know what I'm saying? Jacoby Morgan, Zy McDonald, the quarterbacks and the running backs, I should be ecstatic, man. Wide receivers too, and tight end, because, hey,
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
There you go, Grandma. Let's see.
Yeah, Grandma.
Let's go to it real quick. There we go. Is that Grandma?
Okay.
I can see you just fine.
It's Grandma, but I really don't know what I'm doing. But hey, y'all.
You know what you're doing. You got it. You figured it out. You know exactly what you're doing.
All right, I'm good. I'm in here.
Man, Grandma to the rescue.
So talk to me. How you feel, Grandma?
Yay.
Tell us how you feel.
I'm so excited.
Is Devin there with you, or you're in a different location than him?
No, I'm in New York.
So you're in New York. Wow, this is awesome. So we're glad that we're able to have him on, and hopefully he pops up.
I feel great.
Signal's a little choppy, so you might want to move your phone. There you go. You good now? What'd you say again?
I said I feel great. I'm very proud of Devin. You know, my gentle giant. He has a heart of gold. He has a heart of gold, and I'm just really, really happy, and I thank God for this moment right here, guys. And then it's Jackson. I'm just happy. Thank you, Lord.
That's powerful. I feel it. I feel it through the screen. I feel it through the screen. So tell us something about Devin, man. Give us something, Grandmama. A story or just something. I know he's a big guy to us, but he's still little Devin to you, I bet.
Boy. He's little Devin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was a little chunky little boy. He always loved football. And his parents was around him from day one. You know, every game, his aunts, you know, everybody supported him. He was just a great kid. And y'all will see. You'll see. His heart is big, boy. I'm telling you.
Grandma, I had such a great time just talking to him. And that's why I told Corey, we won't wait, because I really want Tiger Nation to get to meet him. Like, to hear him, just the way he's not quick to speak. He's very, he chooses his words very carefully, extremely intelligent. Extremely well spoken, and I just had a great time talking to him. So we're getting a fantastic young man, and we're excited. We always appreciate when the family just gets that excitement. We love Jackson State, and it's really cool when others love what we love, and that's the thing that bonds us. And when we tell you that we have a really 50,000 alums all across the nation, they're gonna wrap their arms around him, and we're gonna love on him like no other school can, you know what I'm saying? And everybody do what they do, but it's just a little different when we say I love.
Because he's still a baby.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, he gets to come to Jackson as a young, as a baby boy, but the objective for the coaches is when he leave, hopefully in the next 4 to 5 years, he's a grown young man, and he's ready to take on the world and take on all the different challenges that or just take on life.
I want to say congratulations to his parents who stuck in there with him. I tell you, to every camp they sent him to when they couldn't afford it, to everything, you know, buying cleats and on them big feet when they couldn't afford it. Just everything they did, you know, to support him. It just, I'm just excited. And I thank you guys. Thank you. Yes, you know, this influencing him and telling him that he can do this thing. You know, and I appreciate all of you guys. Okay, I'm at work and I'm getting off, okay. But I just want y'all to know that I am excited. I'm ordering my t-shirts, hats, everything, honey. I'm online ordering.
Stuff. Let's go.
Yes, ma'am. We appreciate you.
Yes, indeed. Well, can't wait to thank meet you. I know you're going to come to a game. Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
Oh, you know. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, now. Same to you. Happy holidays. Thank you. Hey, that's special, Corey. That's special, man. Hey, I got it. You good? Go ahead. There we go. Yeah, man. That's man. We just seem to keep outdoing ourselves, man.
You never know what it's like—a box of chocolates, man. We were not expecting that. We're expecting Devin himself, and then Grandma comes in and pitch hit, right?
Pitch hit. Yeah, man. Yeah. Absolutely, bro. And. I don't know what's going on. Like, hey, Devin and Dad, if you're out there, if y'all together, hey, click that link for us. We want to see you guys. We want you to come up. We want to see you. Want to hear from you. And we're going to hang tight because this was the last live of the day. And, of course, you got the grand finale tonight. But nevertheless, I'm a grandma's baby, man. You know what I'm saying? That did something to me. You know what I'm saying, Corey? I love my mom, love my dad, a fantastic mom and dad. But you know, grandmama was a little different now. She loved a little different. So I know that, you know, if he's a grandma baby like I am, man, I know that meant the world to him. And this is a special moment, man. You get to go to college, student athlete. You get to get that, you know, that college degree, man, and get to play football in the process. So it's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool to be a part of this. I'm having fun, man.
Was that the first grandma? I think that's a.
We didn't have a grandma.
Grandparents.
Yeah, that actually
come on the screen at length like that. Maybe in the background, but as far as it come in, yeah, that's the first grandparent.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so Let me say this. We did have Marcus Dupree. We had Granddaddy on the show.
That show actually never hit the airwaves, though.
Actually, Corey, I think the sound for Marcus was Dupree was pretty good enough. We might to chop that up and drop that part out. We at least got to drop that.
Tell them what you're talking about. It's like us having a private.
So for those that don't know, yeah, Janaylen Dupree, the grandson of Marcus Dupree, the great Marcus Dupree, legendary Marcus Dupree in Mississippi. He actually was there on his official visit, came and sat down with us. But you know, we apologize for some of the interviews because the audio just wasn't up to standard, and we refused to put out bad content. We don't want to affect the brand, and you guys like, man, that sounds like trash.
And we were talking. We went back and forth. Do we put it out? I mean, you can hear it, but it's just what the.
No, y'all gotta understand, man. It was heartbreaking. Some of the interviews that we weren't able to put out.
A bunch of them.
I wanted to scream, man. So we worked really hard to try to get it, and we fixed it. We got it corrected, and we're thankful for that. So. But yeah, there are parts of that interview, Corey, that we can go in there and kind of like chop that up. And the best that never was, man, was an amazing 30 for 30. Matter of fact, he mentioned that 30 for 30 in the room. He said that when you watch that 30 for 30, he stated that the young fella that was like, Papa, you going to put me in the game. He said, that's actually Janaylen. So you can expect Marcus Dupree and his family to be around some games, man. Harrelling in from Philadelphia, Mississippi. By way of Neshoba Central High School, and they're going to be in the building, man. So it's going
to
be
asked about it. I told him, you know, I said, I know you're not going to try to influence the decision. That was one of my questions when we interviewed Marcus. I said, I know you're going to let him be his own man and make a decision, but, man, how sweet would it be if he, you know, picks Jackson State and you don't have to make that long trip? And he was smiling. He was grinning from ear to ear because I know Marshall, it came down to us and Marshall and maybe some others. So that's a much easier trip. He said he would go to Marshall too, but, man, to be able to drive down to Jackson, he said that'd be a plus, so. We got him.
Hey, P-Ba. Hey, you know what? Hey, thank you. We appreciate it. There's a lot of work that goes into this, man, and we believe in the work that we do, and We trust that the payoff coming. We ain't worried about that. We're just gonna keep doing the work, keep bringing the content that you guys deservedly, you know, need and know. And we're gonna keep doing what we gotta do, you know. So good stuff. Do you have his number?
He's messaging, but he's doing the ceremony now. So
he's in the middle of the ceremony. Okay, yeah, okay.
He said they're gonna record it though, and I'll just send it to us so we can at least put it out that way. Let me see if he can message back.
Yeah. Is anyone in the chat that is in the building where he's at right now? Robert McDaniel is a Jack State Tiger now. I love that, man. Mm-hmm. Big pickup right there, brother.
Those recruits, they form a bond on that official visit too. I started to notice that as well. Like, they'll start following each other on social media, and they're the first ones congratulating each other and pushing each other to kind of make that decision and let's go, let's get to work. So it starts there. Probably starts before that, you know. It maybe start before that, but I know for a fact they start to bond on that official visit.
I agree. Yeah. Going to record to say that there's been no one like Marcus Dupree Fat. Big John. Yes, indeed, man. And I was just hoping that he could have hit that link cord and came on up with and joined us. I'm still holding out hope. How is he responding though?
Well, last thing was that he's still having trouble and they're going to record it and send it. He has a message back since then because, again, they're in the ceremony. He's probably signing and doing that, so he probably hadn't even checked it again.
Are they live? Does anyone know if they're live or not?
Let's see.
I don't see a live stream for him.
But hey, well, you know.
One thing I got to say, man, is it's a very – it's an emotional time, man. It's crazy because we do the test runs and everything, and it actually worked just fine. We're ready to roll, and then
story. It's funny that you mentioned that. I'm actually getting ready to reach out to him now. That was literally what I was looking at on my phone just now.
So, hey, you know, our schedules are fluid, man. You know, I ain't doing nothing but piddling right now, so I'm hanging on tight. And just watching, you know, signing day, I enjoy actually walking away from it, Corey, and kind of like not knowing what's happening, giving Austin and his team time to, like, you know, get ahead. And then I just go and kind of indulge in what's out there. And, man, they did a fantastic job, man, of just.
Man, I mean just Jackson State. We're alumni of Jackson State, so we just keep raising the bar, man. It's like when the next school tries to catch up, we take it to another level. Just keep them trying to, you know, get to where we are, because what has happened today, that's just unprecedented. We don't see any of the Power Five doing it like that.
That's a good point. It's actually a good point. Matter of fact, Corey, I meant to tell you this. Speaking of this, Brother C. Lee, Austin said, hey, if we need to share those files with him and he'll see if he can grab. But the problem wasn't the audio being bad. It got choppy. That was the problem. When it started going.
That's lost for good because you don't know.
We
can turn the audio up, like, and we did that, but.
Yeah, it wasn't that you could hear it. It was just some of it was just. It was just too choppy.
Well, we got to figure it out. Going forward, it's not going to be an issue. We figured it out. So we're good to go. We have, hey.
And it was a very small setting. It wasn't even.
Small, yeah. It was right.
It was just, it was something so small.
It was a button, basically.
Literally one button.
But guess what, though? We always say we ain't done yet. It's a whole nother sign. Uh-oh. It's a whole nother sign. Who we got? I see a love. I see love. Hey. Oh, let's see. Did we ring? Okay, there we go.
Adam.
Oh, we're fighting over. Go ahead, kid.
What's up, man?
What? My bad, man.
Good, man.
Oh, my, bro. Hey, I was trying so hard to get to work. It still wouldn't work on my phone.
Hello?
It's okay, man.
No, I'm turning the volume down. Hey. Hello?
We can hear you.
I can hear him.
Can you hear me?
Somebody may have a Bluetooth connected.
Tell him turn the Bluetooth off. Put it on speaker or something.
Oh, you got to put the thing on silent.
Had that volume down, huh?
Yeah, that's probably what you mean.
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear us now?
We can hear you just fine.
Oh, it's muted. Okay, now can you hear us?
No. Can you hear us now?
What about now? Testing 1, 2.
Can you hear us now? Probably in the ceremony, probably turn the volume down and
hello?
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear?
Hello?
Can you hear me? I knew it was gonna fall off. I already knew it. I was gonna say that. I was like, it always happened. He'll pop back on. Let me drop that link again.
What I was saying though, Ken, and hopefully he'll jump back on. The good news is, I think I said we ain't done yet. And I don't mean this December. We aren't done yet in December, but February, there's a whole nother signing day coming up, which means more official visits throughout January, which means more official visit recruits. So we got that audio piece. We'll have them. All right, let's go.
Yeah, we do what?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
How y'all doing?
Can you hear
me? Can you hear me?
Hello. How you doing? Settings, audio, info.
It's not the same.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Can you hear us?
How y'all doing?
There we go, man.
Fine. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
What's going on, man?
Turn the phone.
Yeah.
Turn the phone this way.
Turn what? Which way? Oh, okay.
Just turn aside.
There we go.
Yeah.
We're in there now.
How you feeling, man? Tell us how you feeling right now.
I'm feeling great, man. Feeling great. Woke up a tiger today, man. Woke up a tiger. That's the best way I can put it.
Hey, we had grandma on, man. She was super excited. Came in from New York, stood in, called you her little baby, and she pumped up about you going to Jackson State, man. And we couldn't be more happy to have you, man. For real.
She told us some stories about you as a kid too. Yeah, the whole world knows now.
Hey, man.
But, what you got with you at the ceremony?
This is my little sister.
Hey, little sister. Hey, shoot the tiger.
Yeah, she's running. Tell her, don't run.
Okay.
Hey.
Oh my God, y'all want to take all of them. Come on. Oh, mama, how she mess up? If you want to hold it.
Okay. I wish we would have got that cake before. I wish we got the cake. Take a picture. You said.
Special day for Devin Love and his family. Officially a tiger, man. Gotta love that.
Look at it. I'm so mad.
Got a GSU alumni football team story. Legend welcoming the new Tiger.
My bad, man. You know, everybody getting their photos in, man.
This is your day, bro. Like, we just a fly on the wall, man. We just happy to have a camera in the building. So don't worry about us. Do your thing.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm just I'm just loving upon everybody, man. Appreciating everybody that came through, man.
Hey,
you
got
the
hey, let me
talk a little bit about the ceremony. We missed it, so fill us in.
I got to turn it around.
They want the camera.
We good.
Y'all can see that?
That look good, man. That look tasty.
You said what?
I said it looked like it tastes real good, man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, they got to make sure they cut around my name, though. You know, everybody know about that.
Got hey, them tell hey, tell us, how was the ceremony for you, man? Like you had a couple of teammates in there with you.
Oh, yeah. You know, Ziggy showed up. A lot of other teammates, running backs. Huh? Trying to go shooting the jump? Yeah, I'll be in a minute. But ask Matt. He right there. But yeah, my center pulled up, both my O-line coaches, my head coach, quarterback's coach. A lot of people pulled up. You hold this one more time, get one more picture.
Yeah. All right.
Like, move that cake out the way. Mess my picture up. Hey, so Devin.
Oh yeah.
Got a quick question.
You know what? Oh yeah.
Let the fans know why Jackson State, man. I know you had several opportunities, was even committed at one time, but decided to decommit and commit to Jackson State. What went into that decision, man?
The biggest thing for me, you know, of course, coming from Louisiana, I know they're the ops, but most of my family graduated from Southern Grambling.
Okay.
So I wanted to get the HBCU experience. I wanted to get the Black Excellence experience. And Jackson State showed me that when I came on my visit. They showed me love, and they showed me what it's like to be around my people, see them succeed. And I think that was the biggest thing that stood out to me and my mother and my dad, and that kind of what led to our decision being, you know, Jackson State.
So you don't think so how much of that decision factored in the fact that you got a few familiar faces also going and a former offensive lineman that's already there doing big things?
Oh, it played a big part, you know. Ain't nothing like going back to war with your brothers. And I wish I could have got up early, but like Zig came up here and said, you know, we've been through blood, sweat, and tears since our freshman year, and we've been grinding with each other since the beginning. And, you know, the biggest thing is to be able to do that again with some familiar faces at the next level. Yeah, not only lets us know how successful our program is, but it also lets me know that, okay, I'm going to a program that, you know, when seeing how Quay succeeded and the things he's done, yep, it allows me to feel more comfortable. Okay, I know if I go here, I'm going to get developed, you know? Especially as a freshman being an All-American, it's a big thing no matter where you at.
That's big time. I mean, actually, this Coach Jason Onyebuaga, your new offensive line coach, man. Tell me your thoughts about Coach J.O. I was saying earlier, I hadn't seen Coach J.O. tweet this much, man. He's super excited to get you in Jackson, man. Talk about Coach J.O. and what he means to you and joining his offensive line room.
Wait, before you start, man. Before you start, I got a quiz for you. Can you pronounce his last name?
I ain't gonna lie. I was talking to him last night. I was like, how you pronounce your name? He was like, just shout me out as Coach J.O. I ain't gonna do that. I don't want to butcher his name like that. But the thing with me when it comes to Coach J.O., I say kind of just being in the, you know, the room with him, talking football, him coming to the house for the home visit, him sitting down and talking with my dad, and just the kind of a couple of times we've been on the phone. I say the biggest thing that stood out for me with Coach J.O. is he's going to coach you, and he's going to coach you hard, and he's going to get you where you need to get to. And that's all I asked for in a coach. I told him when I came on a visit, he was like, what are you looking for in a program and then as a coach, position coach developing. And I was like, I need a coach that's going to make me get better every day and push me to be something, if not greater than what I already am. If I'm not getting better, then I don't think the program will fit. And he said, shoot, you know, he said, you already seen what, you know what I'm saying, I've already did kind of help tweak some things with Quay. He said, as long as you come in and put in the work in, shoot, we're going to give you your opportunity. And that's all I need to hear. And that kind of what led me to, you know, really making that decision. He just told me straight up, he was like, you know what I'm saying, as long as you put the work in, you're going to eat what you kill. You know, basically. You're going to eat what you kill.
Love that, man. Awesome stuff, man. Awesome Corey, stuff. You got anything?
No, that's it, man. We're going to let you enjoy your day. Are you? When will you be enrolling?
January, so I'll be in the spring. I'll be in spring.
Oh, wow. Love that. Hey, man.
You just made my day because I was thinking it'd be summertime or later. So, man, you made my day, man. I'm excited. And I look forward to this caravan of passenger vehicles coming from Louisville, Texas. I mean, we got a big stadium, man. We may have to expand to get this. How many people did y'all have at a home, a high school home game? Was it a big stadium or?
It depends. We sold out a few games, but not many. It's mostly rivalry games like Marcus.
Okay.
I think school and stuff like that.
I think we may have that whole home crowd. You know, catch the game on Friday night.
Oh yeah, they're gonna come. The farmers gonna come. The farmers gonna come. Get enough blue balls like you got now, Donna. They're gonna come. They're gonna show up.
Good stuff.
Absolutely, bro. Hey, listen, man. Love on your family. It's a big moment. Congratulations to you. Welcome to the JSU Tiger family. Of course, man, we're here when you need, you know, whenever you need us. We can't wait to have you back on Tiger Talk after you actually get to Jackson to get moved in, get situated and settled, man. So big ups to you. Proud of you, brother. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all, boy.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
D. Corey C.
He just made my day, man. I didn't know that. I didn't know that he was enrolling early. I don't know how I missed that question on the official visit interview, but
actually, you did ask the question, and I got a good memory. He said he was going to sign in February.
That's why he did say that. So I didn't follow up with that question.
I'm excited too because I actually was like, man, I don't like, you know, my thing is this. I want to get him as fast as I can. You know what I'm saying? Because it's recruiting. Folks can come try to
sign now and enroll now if we can.
Yeah, man. So, but you got to love it, man.
Just muted yourself.
You got to absolutely love it. My bad on that. Yeah, you got to absolutely love it, man. But this has been a fun day. Anybody else we got, man? He said you eat what you kill, man. I love that, bro. Shout out to Coach J.O., man.
Aaron Sanders, you're everywhere, man. You went to the game, went to the Louisville game. That's what's up.
Man, Aaron be out there, bro. Aaron be recruiting, too.
I think Aaron is on the staff, on payroll or something, man. Come on.
Aaron, let him know. Hey, Ken, I got come somebody.
No way.
Appreciate all you do, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. It all adds up, man. Every little bit, man. You telling you guys have no idea. You have no idea. So, yeah. That'll about do it for now. Ken, get to take you another break. And now, who knows, though? You'll probably see our face. I know obviously you can't see him be in the building tonight for the big live, but who knows?
Yeah. We'll be on live tonight, 9 Central. Everybody come up, man. You know, tonight we're going to open the chat, man, pretty quickly. Want to hear from Tiger Nation. Heck, we even take some of the players if they want to come up and talk, man. It's wide open today. It's signing day. I'm ready to go see what Austin and his team done did. And don't forget, y'all, we got men's and women's basketball today. You got our women's playing in Miami versus Miami Hurricanes, that's right. And then we got our men over in Spokane, Washington, taking on Gonzaga. I think those games need to be on ESPN Plus. One of them will, at least.
But we got a lot going on, man. National signing day, got basketball games, and it's just, man, it's a full-time job keeping up with what's going on with Jack State is full-time. So we commend the fans because y'all are on top of that.
Said Bam at 5, Bam going live.
He's signing at 5? I thought he already.
Oh yeah. We gonna have Nate Blunt on. We're gonna definitely reach out to Nate.
Oh yeah. We on it. He made that announcement while we're on live, but yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we definitely gonna get him on. I can't wait to talk to him, man. Local kid, big time pickup, man. Coach Brandon Morton. Hey, we can't grade the, you know, man. Listen, Coach Quinn, Coach Morton, Coach J.O. Heck, man, shucks. Coach TC. They knocking the ball. Coach Hammock, knocking the ball out of the park, man, with Hey, y'all already know. I absolutely love the pickup of bringing Robert McDaniel back to the 601, man.
And he went back.
Back. For those that don't know, if you didn't watch the Tiger Talk interview, Robert McDaniel was with us in 18, I think he came. 19. 18.
19.
Okay. And went JUCO, went to Mississippi Gulf Coast, and then wound up going to Alcorn, and now he's back. Big time addition to the DB room.
We're not surprised by projected what?
Projected to play corner. I think his coach feels like he can definitely a pro corner. So I love it, man.
So we're not surprised. Tiger Talk and I
ladies on the ACC network. I didn't mean to cut you off. Thank you, James.
Okay. Tiger Talk, our day one listeners. I'm talking about day one. By the way, and I've been meaning to put this out on social media all week, but it's just been so hectic. But we'll put it out there. This month, I don't know the exact date. I have to go back. This month is our 4-year anniversary here at Tiger Talk 1400 Club, December 2019. And so for our day one listeners, we did a show in February 20 where we were talking about the recruiting class and we were talking about the red shirts and people who had coming back. And it was Ken Clark. He just went out of his way to just rave and rave about Robert McDaniel. We were all high on him, but Ken, I'm going to go and find that audio and clip it and put it out there. I mean,
I was big on him.
He said, keep an eye on Robert McDaniel. He's been in the weight room. He's look when you see him now compared to a true, he was going on and on. Next thing you know, he transferred.
Hey, look, I was ranting and raving about Robert and Tim Stewart, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, I just loved I thought he had everything that we were looking for. I mean, he was he was prototypical, but to get him back, man, I'm ecstatic because now you've seen the work. You've seen what he
can do. Get them both back.
And actually, yeah, absolutely. Got both of them. And that's why relationships matter, man. You keep that going. To have Coach Terenzo Quinn, who actually recruited him to Alcorn here at Jack State with us now, is pretty cool. And one last thing, man, before we get off the air, this ain't got nothing to do with the JSU Tigers, but this got something to do with the Texas Southern Tigers, man. Y'all better hire Fred McNair, bro. I don't know what they doing, bro. That's Corey, that got me a little perturbed right now.
Some fishy's going on.
All I'm gonna say is if they don't hire Coach McNair, who's a proven winner, great coach, you come in and basically pull him away from his opportunity from his job, and then you hold it up. Man, that's crazy, bro. And you go hire somebody else, Corey, and they suck. But it's gonna be the biggest mistake they ever made, man. But anyway, I know that they got
to get fired. Somebody's got to get fired. They want to listen. She remembers it. Yeah.
And no, it's not going to be Ed Reed. They don't want Ed Reed. They want Andre Johnson, I think. So that's what it is, man. So there you go. Tiger Talk. I had it up there.
Go ahead. Okay. Ken and I, we keep fighting over the controls, if y'all wonder. I'm getting hit.
If you guys want to donate, whether on the stream, off the stream, just hit that. Look at that little ticker at the bottom. All donations go back to the platform. Again, it's not a paid platform. We're looking for a sponsorship. You know, we're going to get that. We're going to speak that into existence. We're going to get a nice big sponsor to come and take us to that next level. Corey, you talked about something, and I'm going to say this before we go. You said folks keep trying to catch up to us, and before they do, we move on. Listen, man, we ain't never going to get caught because we ain't never going to be sitting. We ain't never going to get caught sitting still, right? The biggest thing for us was really just rebranding ourselves to make sure that the imagery and the consistency and the look was right. We had to get the look right and the sound got to be right. And then now you just put the work in, man. And we need you guys to support us. We need the supporters to, and this is why it's so important for what we do. Nobody's going to tell our story the way we are. We can't wait on them. We can't wait. How many times we got to call Clarion Ledger another name, right? How many times we got to get frustrated when someone that's reporting on Jackson State athletics don't give us the credence or the credit or the whatever, like we feel like it should. So what you have to do is you have to tell your own story. You have to control your own narrative.
And you actually, go ahead.
Now I'm just saying it's important. So Tiger Talk will only go as far as you guys allow it to go. Continue to watch the stream, continue to share, continue to like, continue to comment, continue to retweet, continue to pull up and support. Trust me when I tell you, man, it all helps the cause, man. And we coming.
We got love.
Really coming.
And you just told the story of how Tiger Talk was created. It was a point where we were, you know, back in the day, declaring legend, we had a dedicated beat, right? I'm talking about the Mark Alexander days where you could count on him to deliver. But over a period of time, for whatever reason, obviously finances had to do with that newspaper industry can't started to kind of die down, especially with social media. But they pulled a beat reporter and we couldn't get anybody on campus. And it was just we kind of going back and forth, Jackson State and Clarion Ledger, and we just had no coverage. So there was a team of us, you know, myself, Mike B, Ken. This was before Ken and I were even close, but we knew of each other just through our shared passion for Jackson State sports. We just said, hey, man, you know what? Because we were getting all the information. Some, if I didn't get it, Ken would have it, Greg would have it, Mike would have it. So we come together and we said, you know what? Let's just put this out there, man, on the podcast, right? Let's tell our own story. And we were tired of seeing things happen and the story be told incorrectly. So let's say there's a random unfortunate shooting in Jackson, and but the headline is near Jackson State. What's the point of that?
Yeah.
Like, and so we said, you know what, we're going to combat that by coming and telling our story. Now a lot of that has died down because when something goes out there, some misinformation, Tiger Talk, we may not tackle it, but you better believe that KC 1400 is going to tackle it and get it straight. So that, see, I'm the good cop, he's the bad cop. Good cop, bad cop.
Listen, this is the thing, Corey. And I just got to say it like this, man. We going to guard the yard, man.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, bro. We not trying to – we just got tired, bro. We got tired. I do want to say this. You mentioned something. You got you know, the way it got started, there was no video. It was all audio, if y'all remember. And then we would – Corey would invite myself and Zoe on to do – exactly what we're talking about today, recruiting. This was our little expertise. This was our lane. Mm-hmm. This is our wave. And you know, fate happened, and now we're here where we are, man. And we're gonna take it to the next level. I'm excited for 2024, man, because I got some breaking news. It ain't breaking news, but I'm gonna say this right here. I not breaking news, but it's something I was thinking about. We head into the Legacy Bowl in February. Just something to consider. We will sit down with all of our athletes that are there. And if y'all recall, interviews that were done, we did them on KC 1400. Well, those interviews are going to be moved over to Tiger Talk, and we're going to actually continue to brand Tiger Talk in the way that it should go, man. So this is what it wanted. You know, we had that meeting and that call, Corey, and I ain't going to say nothing crazy on the air, but I just say we ain't stopping, man. Like me, love me, don't like me, don't really care. But we all in, we building, and you either can ride with us or get left behind, man. So ain't no beating Tiger Talk. Who got it better than us? Because y'all ain't going to do what we do because you ain't willing to put in the work that's required, man. So we sometimes, Corey, we sit back and wait on others to do the work that we can do ourselves, and this is what we do. So y'all keep rocking with us, keep supporting us, man. And like I said, if you want to donate, hit that ticker. Do what it do, man. And we appreciate the support, man. I see y'all tonight, man. 7 p.m. Pacific. There it is. Nobody. What did it say? Thank you, Corey, for your vision, Tiger Talk. Yep, I love everything about what you guys do. Show love to the university. And the players is only up from here. Absolutely, man. Man, thank you to the players that have committed, that wanted us to be in on what they've had going on. And I just expect even more to come.
Yeah, it's gonna go organic. That's the thing I love about it, not forced. So good stuff. So we appreciate y'all for tuning in, and stay tuned. You never know what's next, man. Stand by.
Never can tell. Something might happen, man. But if not, we'll see you tonight.
No doubt.
Peace.